أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات لنبوئنهم من الجنة غرفا تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها نعم أجر العاملين. الذين صبروا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون. وكأي من دابة لا تحمل رزقها الله يرزقها وإياكم وهو السميع العليم. ولئن سألتهم من خلق السماوات والأرض وسخر الشمس والقمر ليقولن الله فأنى يؤفكون. صدق الله العظيم. The eyes before this Allah tabarak wa ta'ala addressed the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at that time in the early part of the nubuwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Makkah Mukarramah, when there were persecution and difficulties imposed upon the ummah. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said to them, Ya ibadiya alladhina amanu, inna arudi wasi'ah, fa'iyyaya fa'budun. O those servants of mine who have brought iman, certainly my earth is vast, so worship only me. And this was a pointer to the fact that Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum should begin to make hijrat, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam send them to Africa, to Abyssinia al-Habash. Here in this ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speak about some rewards and virtue that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has kept in the hereafter for those who have brought iman, particularly those who have made hijrat, those who sacrifice for the deen of Allah, those who have brought perfect iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and who believed in the nubuwat of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, those who had brought iman and they practiced righteously, لَنُبَوِّئَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ غُرَفًا, then we will certainly build for them in Jannah غُرَف. Now غُرَف means the upper chambers, the higher chambers, or the apartment that are high above. When we look at the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in Bukhari Sharif, for example, we will find Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressing Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum with regards to this ghuraf that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about in the Quran Kareem. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that like how we see the stars, the people of the earth see the stars in the sky, like that the people of Jannah will see this ghuraf. They will be glittering, shining, and they will be moving on the horizon from the east to the west, and they will be shining like stars. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept for these people, for whomever Allah ta'ala grants it, and may we be amongst those whom Allah ta'ala grants it, that they will be in actual fact a point of envy for others. So the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, when they heard this, they realized that this is a very lofty rank that Allah ta'ala is granting, a very high ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is this for the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, it is not for the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam. It is for those who have brought iman and they have testified to my nubuwat. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this ghuraf, and in other places of the Quran Kareem, tajri min tahtiha al-anhar, these jannat, these gardens that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared, under which rivers flow, khalidina fiha, they will live in it forever, ni'ma ajrul amilin, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, excellent is the reward for those who practice. Now here those who practice, again and again we are reminded in the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in other ayats of the Quran Kareem, that the practice has to be with iman. The practice has to be according to the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The practice has to be with ikhlas and sincerity. There should be absolutely no ostentation, no show, no riya in that practice. Then that will be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alladhina sabaru, who are these people that practice in this manner? Those who persevere, those who are steadfast, those who are patient. Wa ala rabbihim yatawakkalun, and they praise the tawakkul, they praise the trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their Rabb. Now again, when we speak about trust and we speak about tawakkul, it doesn't mean that we just sit down and we do nothing. and we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will sustain. But ulama have explained that we have to opt for the means, and once we've opted for the means, we place our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But looking at the context of this ayah, correlated with the previous ayat, that these were people that were going to migrate, and obviously one's greatest fear is this, that how am I going to earn my living? And generally we as insan, as humans, we often are very accustomed to that mode of living that is visible to us. And here there is nothing visible. There were no emails in those days. There were no containers that they could send, like how we would send if we have to migrate. And we could have organized our job and our businesses beforehand. So they were going into an unknown place. So here more especially for these Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, there was absolutely nothing that they knew what will be lying ahead for them. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for them gives an example. And Allah asks, وَكَأَيِّ مِنْ دَابَّ, how many are those animals, لَا تَحْمِلُ رِزْقَهَا, that they do not carry the provisions. In other words, they do not make arrangements to store any provision. Allahu يَرْزُقُهَا وَإِيَّاكُمْ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that being that sustains them, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sustains you also. The ulama have written that when we look at the animals from amongst them, we will find, or rather the other creatures, we will find that the ants are one animal or one creature that stores in the winter months. It doesn't come out of his hole. In the summer months, it takes his sustenance and stores it for the entire winter. That is one exception. From the birds, the ulama have written that the one exception is that of the crow, that the crow will go around picking the little seeds and then storing it in his nest. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave it such a memory that it forgets what is stored in the nest, and yet it will still go out and look for its sustenance. So these animals, by and large, do not have any fridges and freezers in their homes. They do not have any safes or any form of way where they can keep the monies stored for days and months, etc. So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes reference to it, and in the hadith we find Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that look at these birds, in the morning they go out with absolutely nothing, their bellies are empty, and at night Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants them the sustenance. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala draws our attention to all this. Wa huwa as-sami'u al-alim, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sami'a. Allah Rabbul Izzat is all hearing. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is all knowing. وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, and if you have to ask them, that is the disbelievers, the polytheists of Makkah, مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, who is that being that created the skies and the earth, وَسَخَّرَ الشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرِ, and subjected or subjugated the skies, the sun and the moon, لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهِ, they will certainly say it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They believe that Allah had created, but they did not believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was powerful enough to run the entire creation. فَأَنَّا يُؤْفَكُونَ, where have they turned and have gone astray? So in these ayats, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us of the everlasting hereafter. Allah reminds us that Allah Rabbul Izzat sustains. We should opt the means and then leave the rest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has sustained the other creatures, Allah will also sustain us. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.